One, two, three.
Okay, we are back. We're going to talk about digital marketing this morning. John Simonson's on the line with us. He's the president of Flooring Web Solutions, a regular with us on this program. And good morning, John. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. And, you know, we have talked about retail websites a number of times. And, you know, I talk to many retailers, and I end up feeling that they have sites that are seriously lacking. Not all the people I talk to, but I would say more people than not. They don't have a really effective site, but they don't know it. And I think that's probably any city you can go in, you're going to find that's pervasive. I thought it'd be interesting if you could provide some points that would help retailers assess the websites that they have and maybe suggest some elements that could make their sites a little bit more effective. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing first I would say is have some analytics. Google Analytics is free, something like that. And look at, when you say assess, look at your traffic. How many visits are you getting a day, and where are they going? And I say that because you could be in a metro area and getting 20 to 30 visits a day and doing no business, and there's your gauge. Now you got something to, you know, to look at and say, you know, we're only getting this amount. They're only hitting the home page, and they leave. So those give you great clues right away to say, you know, I got to redo my website. Something's wrong. They go to the home page, they leave. I'm only getting a few visits a day. It's not working. So now you can say, now you got something to go with that say, I got to look deeper into the site. I got to get somebody who can help me understand this. And then the way you're going to measure their performance is by, what are the improvements? How many more people are you getting a day? Targeted audience. How many more flooring buyers are you getting a day? How many are going to, let's say, your call to actions, contact us for a in-home estimate or fill out this form for a, contact us form or a sale coupon and different things. How many are now walking in the store and say, I saw you on the web? All those are different ways of measuring the success of your website. If you're not doing those things, you're in the dark. And you really want to measure your site. So that's number one. So
John,
you know what's
John,
going
let
on.
Me ask a question here. Going in Google Analytics, I can remember doing that. And do you have to be somewhat of a nerd geek type to be able to understand what they're talking about?
Well, yes and no, but I mean, you don't have to go in that deeply. And if you have a good web developer, he can actually send you reports because Google Analytics will allow you to take whatever reports you want to create and then send them whatever time period you wanted, every day, every week, every month. So you can get different reports sent to, let's say, the owner of the store where he doesn't even have to log in. Or get somebody in the company or the web developers to show you how to go in and just do some simple reports, and you can set up different reports. So, I mean, just going to the website in Google Analytics, the first thing you'll see is an overview, and in there you'll see how much traffic you're getting in the last 30 days.
So regardless of how effective a retailer thinks his website is, if he gets in there and say, hey, we're not getting any people or they're coming on and leaving, you know right off the bat that it's not an effective site.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best barometer is just, okay, I mean, it's other than saying, you know, how much people are walking in and saying I saw you on the web, which very few do, plus salespeople in the store are very poor about giving feedback to the owner, what's going on, who came in, you know, from the web. But it's really a great barometer to be able to say, okay, here's the traffic I'm getting. It's in black and white here, and I'm not getting anything coming in the store. It's not generating any leads. Or it could be the opposite where, hey, I'm getting a lot of traffic to the site, but I'm not getting any leads. So then you get the wrong traffic coming to there.
I got you.
So it's just a great free tool to help you measure the results of how effective your website is.
I've got you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, and you correct me if I'm wrong, there's something like 90% of consumers shop online for just about everything, and I'm sure that includes floor covering. And so if that's true, and if somebody in your town is going to buy floor coverings, more than likely they're going to come across your website. Now, I guess then the challenge is grabbing their attention and hold it long enough to interest them. I guess, let me just ask you about that. Somebody comes on your website, they can click off in a second if they're not interested. It's so easy. What elements must a retailer have on there to keep that consumer there for a minute or two or more?
Well, I mean, first off, you got to look at it this way. Number one, they have certain needs. And so when they're going to your website or they're going to your Yelp page or your Google Plus Local page, they're there for a reason. So when they land on your site, they have certain needs, that the tasks or needs, whatever you want to call it, that they're looking for. And if you don't fulfill those very quickly today, they click the back button, they're gone back to Google, and they're going to click on another website, whatever, or they're going to expand their search. So they need to be able to quickly find the things on your site. It can't be too busy. It's got to be clean, and it's got to really answer the questions of your local audience of, you know, what they're looking for, that they can quickly find it from you. And it may be as simple as, you know, we're looking for, you know, does he carry, you know, carpet or hardwood or laminate, may be a brand they're looking for. It may not be because they don't really know brands. They may be looking, you know, about, you know, your services you offer. Do you do installation? Do you have financing? I mean, who knows? I'm just throwing out ideas because everybody's a little different, but you can see where you really want to make sure your site has the various elements that are going to appeal to the targeted audience when they come to the site. And if they're obviously coming for flooring, your site better very easily, you know, quickly tell them about all the flooring products and services that you offer.
So then it sounds like they being the consumer, has questions, and you mentioned several categories, installation, product, et cetera, et cetera. It would be wise then to provide that information in a way they can see it quickly and be drawn to it in short order, or they're going to go somewhere else.
And you got to remember, because I've done this for almost 19 years now and looked in Google Analytics with all the keywords and what people search by over the years across all types of retailers. And you also get people that are going to bounce off that maybe is looking for a something to do with installation tools, okay, or floor care products. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, your site talking about, you know, the flooring that you sell and the brands and everything, they quickly see, hey, you don't carry seam tape or you don't carry a staple gun. They're gone. But they clicked on your site hoping you might have something like that. So if you do have those kind of products, you definitely want to be showing those off on the site under tools or whatever. But if you don't, you're going to get people that are going to bounce off just because they click on the site hoping maybe you have something they're looking for, and they don't, so you don't want to misread those. But the ones that are really targeted buyers looking to buy product flooring and have you install it, those are the people you really want to target, and you want to be able to engage them and move them through different steps on your site to finally get them to either call you, fill out a form for an estimate or to get a free coupon, whatever, or get your directions to your store or stores. You know what I mean? So those are the paths you want them to take on your site. And if they're not, then you got to say, okay, what do we got to do? Because we're not getting them to go from the home page into these other pages.
I gotcha. I guess what a retailer has to do is to put himself in the head of a consumer. And I guess I imagine every retailer has heard every question under the sun when somebody walks in the front door over the years. Think of those and make sure you have those in some easy place to find initially on your website.
There's nothing wrong with asking the consumer, how did you find us?
Yeah. Makes sense.
If they sell through the web, what can you tell me the keywords you used? How did you find us in a search? Now, the other thing is, I want to say, when you say, how do they find you? You said, you know, so many find them on the web. Well, so many don't find them on the web because they have poor SEO, and they don't show up on page one or maybe page two. They don't show up in Google Plus Local and a Google search, so they're hard to find. So that's why they're not getting a lot of people coming to their site, foreign customers, because they're wrong keywords. They're the wrong SEO, search engine optimization on the pages, so they're not doing well in the search results, so they're not getting much traffic, so they're missing it, and the Home Depot, Lowe's, et cetera, are all picking it up. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And as you said earlier, then, with Google Analytics, you can find what people are doing or not doing when they come on your site.
Yeah, you can, I call it connecting the dots. You can really start to see where people are going, and you don't want to over, you know, spend too much going through where some people get crazy with the stats, but it's a good barometer to say, hey, you know, you can see how many people or page views you got for every page on your website, which are the most popular, which aren't. You can see where they started and what pages they went through on your site and everything, and you can start to get that. You know, for a e-commerce, I've always mentioned is, you know, for e-commerce, you want to get to the cart. So, I mean, you're measuring everything going to the cart and then through the checkout. And so you can create in Google Analytics goals. And I always use that example, e-commerce, because it's real easy to understand. What's the goal? People go through the checkout. So you could actually set those goals, and Google will tell you how many people met the goals. So you can say, okay, you know, every week, how many people went through the checkout, or how many people went to the view cart versus how many actually checked out. And you say, wow, I got 100 people went to the view cart and only 3 people checked out. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the question becomes, you know, how do I get more people to actually buy online, go through the checkout?
That's interesting. Well, we talked about people initially coming on the website in that, as we mentioned, I don't know, 90%, give or take, shop online, and they're probably going to do that for floor coverings. Now, suppose you get that consumer on your site, you've had enough elements on there to keep him there for a minute or two, so now he wants to shop. They want to check out products or learn more about the company or other information, as you mentioned, installation or something. Still, it's a situation where the customer can click off in a second if they want to. What are the elements that are going to keep people on the site at this point?
Well, number one, you got to remember when you're talking about shop online, today it's done on multiple devices, meaning desktops, laptops, tablets, and mobile smartphones. So you have a variety of people coming on different devices that have different screen sizes. And if your site is not what we call responsive, meaning your web page will respond to the size of the device and make it user-friendly for somebody who's on a mobile phone versus somebody on a desktop or a tablet, you're going to lose a lot of audience because they're just not going to sit there and monkey around with it. So, for instance, if you got a lot of text and somebody's on a mobile phone, they're probably not going to sit there and thumb down to read all this text on their mobile phone. They'll be gone. Same time, if you have a product catalog and you're inundated with all these thumbnails on the, they're crammed in there going down the page, you know, from mobile phone, there's chances are you may say goodbye, forget it, I'm out of here. Or they may not even fit the mobile phone. They may be too big for the mobile phone. So you got things scrolling to the right and left, which is a no-no. You only want to go up and down. Same time, you know, for the tablet or even the desktop, you got a different audience there from the standpoint of what they expect on the page versus what somebody wants on a mobile. So depending on the device, that becomes very important today, especially because mobile is growing more and more.
This is going to complete the first part of a 3-part series. It features John Simonson. He's the president of Flooring Web Solutions. We'll air the second part of this series on Thursday. This is Floor Radio.